listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Red Palmer, and it's a new day, and I'm seated across from Marco Santibanez. And the title of his book is For This Reason, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. He was involved with the cocaine Cuban cartel, and it's an amazing story. I met him at a film festival convention, a Christian film festival. He's become a devout follower of Jesus Christ. How you doing?
Blessed, thank God, thank Jesus Christ. Since October 9, 1995, I've been super blessed.
Amazing, amazing story, amazing turnaround. I met Marcos at the film festival or whatever it was, and I said, he immediately told me he'd been a member of the cartel. When I watch those movies, I always think, I don't know, maybe I root for the bad guys for some reason. It was like, okay, you've made your millions. Go away, enjoy it. You haven't been caught by the cops. And I asked, first thing I asked you, I said, why didn't you guys jump out of it? Why didn't you jump out of it when you had millions of dollars? And you said,
it's the power, the fame, the rush, and the luxury you get behind it.
The devil has his fingernails in you.
Well, yeah, you're captivated, you're trapped. You're, like the Bible said, the root of all evil, the love of money. It's easier for a camel to go in through a hole of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. And if you would tell me to leave your black friends and the Colombians to serve God, I would tell you you're crazy. Because of the power, the fame, and you buy anything you want. You know, you don't work, you eat wherever you want, and there's no limit on spending money. There's no limit on traveling. And
But the Bible also says ill-gotten gain grows wings and takes flight. And you and I both lived long enough to know that. And so you had to live with the pressure by looking behind you. You're looking in the rearview mirror always wondering if something's gaining on you, right?
Yeah, you don't taste the food and you don't sleep good because you're gunning and running. It's not a good
gunning
life.
And running.
Wow. Yeah, you don't you're always looking on the sides in the back, and you don't trust nobody. It's a scary life. I won't want no one to go through it. How's that?
Isn't it amazing how God can redeem a life? I guess because I think He takes a certain joy in it, because He says those who are forgiven much love much.
That's true. That's why I did the book, For This Reason. It's called For This Reason, the Cocaine Cuban Cartel, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. Because whether you eat or drink, anything you do it to glorify God. And because of the miracle in my life, I could have been dead, in jail, all those running from the law. And by the grace of God, nothing ever happened to me.
It's an amazing story. Now, there are people right now trying to get the dough together so you can have a series, right? Would it be on Netflix or something like that?
Yeah, I think through HBO. They're trying to work a deal to do a series, and another guy's trying to work to do a movie by, I think, July.
Well, people are intrigued with bad guys that go good. Now, I happen to know that you were a bully. You know what they say? They say if you confront the bully 97% of the time, they'll put the tail between the legs and run. Do you think that's true?
No, I won't. I won't try to instigate a lion or a gorilla. Because a gorilla is a gorilla and a lion is a lion. A bully's always going to get a piece of him. That's
no,
not
but
true.
I'm sitting across from a guy who was a bully because your father was a bad influence on your life. And because of your mother, you would later come to know Jesus, right?
That's right.
Tell us about your father.
Well, my dad, he didn't have a father figure. And
He didn't have a father figure?
No. And when he married my mom, the Cuban regime took him away from the family and put him out to cut sugarcane and hard labor. So he had a rough life. He real, real tough life. He didn't have a father figure. You know, he barely had he had no shoes. At an early age, he used to hang around in underwears and in the streets and play. He was very poor. My dad was very poor. So I can see why he did what he did.
It was embittered, right?
Yeah, it was a hard labor what happened to him in Cuba.
Now, let me ask you this. So Did he think he was protecting you by making you tough, or did he make you tough because he was bitter?
Well, because he was tough. Because he wanted you to be tough? Yeah, because what he went through his life.
He didn't want you to go through that?
Well, he didn't want me to, you know, he wanted nobody to take advantage of me or try me in any way.
So he loved you?
Yeah, he loved me, yeah. And I was very skinny, too. And so he wanted me to be a tough guy.
You know? I was skinny once, too.
Yeah. And then my mom, she didn't have a good life either. She was an orphan at 4 years old. So I had, my dad and mom really, it was a tough, rough life story for
your grandmother was an orphan?
No, my mom.
Your mom. Now, the Bible says that the father in heaven is the father to the orphan.
That's right. And my mom was an orphan at 4 years old. She never knew what it was to give a kiss to a mother and a father. Mm. And she was adopted. And then when we came from Cuba in 1971, when we were 7 years here in the United States, one of her sisters, I was an alcoholic. And he was always fighting in bars, and he was in jail, and they told him that his wife was having an affair with a guy across the street. And the problem was that she was taking Cuban coffee every morning to a little old lady. And when he came out of jail, he waited on top of the roof and stabbed my mom's sister 33 times and killed her.
But she hadn't been doing that at all. Why did they tell him that?
It was a false rumor. She was taking coffee to a little old lady across the street, and he stabbed her 33 times. But 33 represents the age of Jesus Christ when he resurrected from the dead. And a lady came and spoke to my mom about the truth, the way, and the life. And those that are worried have a burden to come to God, and God will give you rest. And that's when my mom consecrated her life to Christ and gave her life to Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And she started taking my brother and me to church. And my brother's name was Julius Caesar. My name, Marco Anthony. We're named after the two Roman empires.
Oh, really? That's something else. You're both named. Those guys really had a major influence on history.
Well, it came out exactly what happened. Julius Caesar died and Marco Anthony stayed. My brother died when I was 22 years old. They shot him and they killed him, and we buried him on my birthday. He graduated at Liberty Baptist College in Virginia with Jerry Farwell.
That's where he went to school?
Yes, and he also went to school at Day North at St. Thomas University in Miami. He was going to sign to become a professional baseball player. He's a substitute teacher. And a week before he's got a diploma, he walked away from God, got involved in drugs, and they shot him and they killed him, and we buried him on my birthday, July 22, 1985.
Boy, let that be a warning to anybody that goes astray. You never know.
Yeah, it's what you sow is what you reap.
And but you believe he was saved because he had been saved, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was saved. He was saved that early, at an early age, 19, I think. He used to take people to church and witness and everything. He just backslid it. And
you believe, so in other words, once God decides to marry us or decides to adopt us, that's it, forever.
Yeah, you see it with the Holy Spirit. The price that Jesus died on the cross for you, no one can take that. You were bought at a price.
Yeah,
once you bought it at that price, no one can take that away from you. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because if you can lose it by works, then you could gain it by works, and no man can gain. Of course, Paul said, no man can boast because it's a free gift of God.
Well, if you can lose it, then how many times are you going to get it? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know about you, but I've known the Lord for nearly 40 years, and I'm certainly not a perfect man, are you?
No. Well, only perfect is God.
Tell me about yourself. So are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I'm 9 years married. Going on 10 with my high school sweetheart. She was my girlfriend when I was 16. My senior year, she was my girlfriend when I lost my brother when I was 22. She was my girlfriend when I was 26, 28, and we just met after 30 years. We just met and got back together.
What broke you up way back then?
Money, women, drugs. I couldn't be.
You let her slip through your fingers, so to speak.
Well, no, I actually introduced her to one of the guys that used to work for me. I had five guys working for me back in the days when I was young. Mm. I used to give them $5,000 each every Wednesday, every Friday. I used to make $250,000 a month. I had everything a man wanted, but I was empty inside.
So for all these years, you disappeared. Now you come back. How did you reconcile with her? Where did you find her?
It was one Sunday after church, Sunday night in Miami. I met one of our high school friends at a gas station and asked about her. She goes, oh, she doesn't live in Orlando. She lives in West Palm Beach. So she called her up and she spoke to her about me, and I came up here, took her out for one day for her birthday, and after 30 years, God put her in my life, and she's a Christian, and well, God, you won't let no man separate, and it's the best marriage I've ever had in my life.
Wow, you're a blessed guy.
Yes, I am beyond blessed. I am like the Apostle Paul. I have been sufficient of the grace and the mercy of God upon my life.
Now, at the height of your infamy, Marcos became involved with the Colombian cartel, okay? And you were pulling in a lot of money. You were selling cocaine, distributing cocaine. But the cartel, I mean, from what as an outsider, it's like, once you're in the cartel forever. And that's not necessarily, you're like a made man in the mob.
Well, in some ways, it is up there. When you're in Colombia, it is like that. And if you're in Mexico, it is like that. But I was I'm the one that built the cartel in the United States.
So it was your cartel?
Yeah. That's why the name of the book is called For This Reason, The Cocaine Cuban Cartel, From Being a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. Even though I had four Colombians supplying me the distribution of supplying the network of the empire of the cartel that I built here in New York, in Atlanta, Georgia, St. Petersburg, Carroll City, Liberty City. I built a cartel here, but I worked with guys that were affiliated, involved with the Medellin cartel.
So it was your own cartel. That's how you got away with that. Well, I want to hear, there's a whole lot to going on here. Now, you actually were in a music video called Angel with two-time Grammy Award winner, Cuban-born singing sensation John Secada. I met him years ago, very mild-mannered, nice man.
Yeah, it's funny. I had, since I had a lot of money, I had racing boats, jet skis, motorcycles, quads, I had everything. Mercedes Benz, you name it. And but I was empty. But with John Secada had a girlfriend, and they shot her at a club. And he came out with a song called An Angel, a spirit that won't let go. But there was a company called Motion Neon, and I had a motorcycle, and I put four neon lights on it, and they liked the way it looked. So the owner goes, hey, I'll pay you if you allow to put your bike on videos or magazines. And I go, you don't have to pay me. Go ahead, do it.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
You know me, and you still believe there's good.